What started as a modest vision 11 years ago has grown into a full-fledged program that seeks to help those struggling with addiction or depression. Ezekiel Pacina, the pastor of Life Church, started the Abilene Dream Center after years of being approached by people worried about family members or friends who were having trouble with substance abuse. The center first opened its doors in 2009 and has now helped many people turn away from a life of drug use. Program director Ray Sandoval told me more about how the program works.
We bring them in, and for 9 months, we disciple them. We bring them in. We take care of all of their needs. And we just show them the love of God, and we position them to get ready to go back to their church or back to their families. And so after the 9 months, we offer a transition phase where they have 90 days to get a job and to get cell phones, open a bank account.
Last Thursday, the Dream Center held a fundraiser, packing the conference room at Rosa's Cafe for an informational session.
And so we're just connecting with the community right now, different churches, different organizations, nonprofits coming together and seeing how can we join hands together and make Abilene a stronger community for Christ. Every quarter, what we do is bring everybody together. We buy everybody's lunch. We take care of their meal. And it's more informative. And we just want to inform them what have we done so far with the community and want to join hands, more like networking and seeing what's out there in our community, showing what we have to offer. And maybe somebody has something to offer us. It's not always financial contribution. Some people may have legal advice that they could offer. Some people are accountants, you know, and so we're able to connect in many ways.
All money raised will go towards a new 5,000-square-foot leadership campus being constructed on Barrow Street. This campus will serve as a place for graduates of the Dream Center program to continue to grow in a second 9-month program focused on ministry and leadership. Not only will they live on site, but they will also teach classes here. The campus will be open to the public and serve as a community hub of sorts. For more information about the program, you can visit www.abilenedreamcenter.com. For KACU, this is Braylon Becton, signing off.